Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Literature and Spirituality Podcast, number 37. It's been a while. As you may know, I have been preaching the gospel nearly every day for the past few years. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society International. Literature is defined as imaginative or creative writing, especially of recognized artistic value. Spirituality is defined as the quality or state of being concerned with religion or religious matters. The purpose of this podcast is to examine how these two subjects intersect with one another and how they relate to our lives. Our passage from the Word of God today for this podcast is Romans 15:4, which reads, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Our quote today is from Cassandra Clare. She said, "Only the very weak-minded refuse to be influenced by literature and poetry." In this podcast, we are reading at this time the Confessions of Saint Augustine. We read some of this book in the past, as it was suggested by an anthology. And at this point, though, we're going to start from the beginning. This is part one of book one. "Great art thou, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is thy power and thy wisdom infinite. And thee would man praise, man but a particle of thy creation, man that bears about him his mortality, the witness of his sin, the witness that thou resistest the proud, yet would man praise thee, he but a particle of thy creation. Thou awakest us to delight in thy praise, for thou madest us for thyself, and our heart is restless until it repose in thee. Grant me, Lord, to know and understand which is first, to call on thee or to praise thee, and again, to know thee or to call on thee. For who can call on thee not knowing thee? For he that knoweth thee not may call on thee as other than thou art. Or is it rather that we call on thee that we may know thee? But how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Or how shall they believe without a preacher? And they that seek the Lord shall praise him, for they that seek shall find him, and they that find shall praise him. I will seek thee, Lord, my calling on thee, and will call on thee believing in thee. For to us hast thou been preached. My faith, Lord, shall call on thee, which thou hast given me, wherewith thou hast inspired me through the incarnation of thy Son, through the ministry of the preacher. And how shall I call upon my God and Lord, since when I call for him I shall be calling him to myself? And what room is there within me Whither, my God, can come into me? Whither can God come into me, God who made heaven and earth? Is there indeed, O Lord my God, aught in me that can contain thee? Do then heaven and earth, which thou hast made, and wherein thou hast made me, contain thee? Or because nothing which exists could exist without thee, doeth therefore whatever exists contain thee? Since then I too exist, why do I seek that thou shouldest enter into me, who were not, wert thou not in me? Why? Because I am not gone down in hell, and yet thou art there also. For if I go down into hell, thou art there. I could not be then, O my God, could not be at all, wert thou not in me, or rather, unless I were in thee. Of whom are all things, by whom are all things, in whom are all things? Even so, Lord, even so, whither do I call thee, since I am in thee? Or whence canst thou enter into me? For whither can I go beyond heaven and earth, that thence my God should come into me, who hath said, I feel the heaven and the earth? Pardon me. Do the heaven and earth then contain thee, since thou fillest them? Or doest thou fill them and yet overflow, since they do not contain thee? And whither, when the heaven and the earth are filled, pourest thou forth the remainder of thyself? Or hast thou no need that aught contain thee, who containest all things? Since what thou fillest by containing it. For the vessels which thou fillest uphold thee not, since though they were broken, thou wert not poured out, and when thou art poured out on us, thou art not cast down, but thou upliftest us. Thou art not dissipated, but thou gatherest us. But thou who fillest all things, fillest thou them with thy whole self? Or since all things cannot contain thee wholly, do they contain part of thee, and all at once the same part, or each its own part, the greater more, the smaller less, and is then one part of thee greater, another less, or art thou wholly everywhere, while nothing contains thee wholly? Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue reading the Confessions of Saint Augustine in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, first of all, spirituality. And we thank you, Lord, for how you have gifted people to write as well, literature. And I pray that you'll help us to learn from your holy word first and foremost, very much so, and then learn from others. One of the benefits of literature is that preachers can include certain quotes that are powerful and based upon your holy word to bring out a point, to bring out a message, and reach people and connect with people because they're familiar with a literature work, and turn a phrase and share the gospel and make a connection so that people can be saved. Help us to do it and to, by any means necessary, be the witness that you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, influential English writer, poet, and Professor J.R.R. Tolkien said, "There is a place called heaven where the good here unfinished is completed, and where the stories unwritten and the hopes unfulfilled are continued. If you wish to go to this place called heaven one day, let me show you how you can do that. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws at some point in your life, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.